Blog Talk Radio.
New day, that's why.
we give him praise. We give him praise. Hallelujah. We'll start today's time with God is not a spectator. And as the psalmist was singing how he was with her in all things, delivering and bringing her to an expected end, we have the testimony of evangelist Geneva Milton, and her testimony of God, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord is my shepherd. And so our promise will come out of the book of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Hebrew name for Lord is Jehovah. The Hebrew name for shepherd is Rapha. The definition for Lord is a person who has authority, control, or power over another, a master, a chief, or ruler. The definition of shepherd is a person who protects, guides, and watches over a person or group of people. The shepherd is my leader and my God. The Lord shall lead and guide me, and I will have an inner ear to hear him. Because the word states that his sheep know his voice, and a different voice they will not follow. The word says in John 14 and 26, but the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. The Holy Ghost is a comforter and a teacher. We have the Holy Ghost inside of us, as some people say, our conscience. However, I am saved and sanctified, and my conscience is the Holy Ghost. I shall never lack anything. I am a joint heir with Jesus. I am an heir of salvation. Matthew 6 and 11, give us this day our daily bread. I have finally understood what this means. He will give you what you need for today. Take no thought for tomorrow. Tomorrow may not come. He will give you what you need for that day as well. My scripture that I have come to love is Philippians 4 and 19. And my God shall supply every need of mine according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. He has supplied every need and some wants. He is a God that cannot lie. He has never failed, and I have learned to lean on God and not man. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, is my shepherd. That was submitted by evangelist Geneva Milton in December 2012. These times we share together and are blessed because of God's presence with us and the message he has for us. Today, we will talk about God is not a spectator, as our shepherd, and as the psalmist was singing, he is ever present with us. So our promises for today are out of song. God is not a spectator. Psalms 21. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let me stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stand beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord keep you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. My help comes from the Lord, because God is not a spectator. David encouraged himself, and when he encouraged himself, he was able to encourage others. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves God does not sit on high on his lofty throne and watch over me only to intervene when things get out of hand. No, he is close to make sure things do not get out of hand. For the Lord is my shepherd. There may be trouble wherever I turn, but because he is my help, I am not distressed. Life gets perplexing at times, but because the Lord is my help, we will not be in despair. Isaiah 59 and 16 tells us God looks around. He looked around and he was appalled that there was no one to intervene. So with his own arm, he worked out my salvation. And with his own righteousness, he sustains and he keeps me. God is not a spectator, but in the center of what is going on in our life. Treasure of his presence is in me, not just to deliver me, but to keep me. He has a vested love interest in me. He has purchased me, so nothing can come between us ever again. The Lord stands beside me as the protector of my life. He is my help. He is my shepherd. The Lord is in this earthen vessel, so the power of the Creator will overtake any adversary that will come in my life. His goodness and mercy have been assigned to follow me everywhere I go. So let's remind ourselves that though he does sit on his throne and rule the universe, stands beside us, and he lives within us, Holy Ghost, and has set up camp around us, his holy angels. He has chosen us and made us his children, and he will help us because he promised. Isaiah 41 and 10, he assures us, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. See all your angry enemies laid there, fused and humiliated. Anyone who opposes you will die and come to nothing. You will look in vain for those who tried to conquer you. Those who attack you will come to nothing, for I hold you by my right hand. What a glorious promise that we have from the God of the universe. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the ministry of Words from the Word. I am Overseer Paulette Thornton, and I am blessed to be a part of the vision of the Apostle Dr. Shawnette Hoffman. Her vision of a 24-hour church where God's people always have access to him, to the fellowship, encouragement, and to the shelter and love that comes in a kingdom working as one. Part of this 24-hour church vision includes Blog Talk Radio, where we are over the air to provide the information and entertainment and encouragement that Christian people seek. A time where you can hook up and tune into kingdom business and kingdom agenda to bring us peace and to remind us of our victory, to bring us comfort. There are many sessions on Blog Talk Radio provided by Neighbors for Christ and the Ecumenical Network. And if you require a schedule of them, you can email us at pc_Thornton@yahoo.com. That's pc_Thornton, Thornton, @yahoo.com. That is my email address. And we will make sure you get a schedule of all of the Blog Talk Radio sessions that are available to you. If you would like more information about the ministry and the visionary, our visionary, Apostle Dr. Sean F. Auden, you can find this information online at www.laborers-for-christ.org. That is laborers-for-christ.org. So we thank you for joining us with the Ministry of the Seven Wonders, reading excerpts to you. And the Ministry of the Seven Wonders provides a time of reflection and connection, a quiet reminder of who has chosen you and how he has committed himself to you. Listen and feel his presence greet you and lead you into intimate fellowship and wonder. God has such passionate message for those who are here. Excuse me. He desires to establish his love in our hearts. He will not stop until all who are here are safely in his arms. His messages are as varied as the number of his children. We rejoice in being able to share some of these with you. We want to always include in all of our sessions the promises of God, which was pervasive through all of the seven wonders that were presented at the Sexual and Relational Healing Retreat over the last 15 years. This year will be the last of those retreats where the wonder will be presented as it has been. And we do encourage all to come and share in this wonderful, I believe, life-changing event. It will take place in November 19th through the 22nd at the Hyatt at the O'Hare. And you can also get that information online at our website of www.laborers-for-christ.org. We have callers on the line. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Today's session will include the wonder of old wine skin and old wine. Old wine is the vintage part of the past. Though it is good to enjoy on occasion to reflect on the past, old wine, it will not sustain you when you move to your future. It has often been left unchanged for years and honored something beyond its value. It exists because it had met the need and fulfilled the desire of the heart that is seeking God. The old wine came from the former anointing to bring about the will of God on earth in a season past, to bring the people of God to the position of promise for today, as with the children of Israel Each generation has a different position to receive of God based on where they are in the fulfillment of the promise. Whether they were on the mountain receiving the Ten Commandments, in the wilderness, on the other side of Jordan, each position that they were in required a new mindset. Each part of the journey required learning a different aspect of the character of God. Wine represents lifeblood, the source of life that brings joy and exuberance. It brings joy and exuberance to the spirit of man. Wine is always a vital part of the celebration of a unique and rare occasion. It is produced from mature fruit, season after season. God uses the nature of wine to illustrate how he responds to the revelation of the things, to illustrate how we respond to the revelation of the things concerning him, how he imparts himself into us to transform us so we can experience him more fully and continuously, exceedingly abundantly, beyond all we can ever ask or think, with joy and zeal along our journey to wholeness and perfection in Christ. New wine comes to usher us into new dominion with our relationship with God. It gives us a fullness of God like never before. New wine, new life, new joy, and new strength. This new life comes when the Holy Spirit fills the people of God. In the New Testament, it came because their hearts cried out for more. With the laying on of hands, after the people had come to on one accord with one heart in one place in the book of Acts, they were filled with a fuller knowledge of God and their relationship to him. Their ears were open, their eyes enlightened, their thinking transformed, their language changed, and their hearts were made pure. When old wine has laid the foundation and a longing is birthed for more because the journey seems to have stopped or we have come to a crossroads, the newness is often lost in familiarity. The awesome has become the everyday. The spirit is gone and the letter or the routine is just followed of the law is all that remains. The words pass on from one generation to another are no longer full of life, no longer experienced. They are just followed as a routine and often their meaning is lost. When we come to understand that we cannot possibly know all about the Creator, we could never reach the knowledge of him, then we start to hunger for more. We outgrow the playpen and the high chairs. The old stories are not enough. We sense a call to venture beyond our safety zone. It is then the Holy Spirit will pour new wine into us as he leads us into all truth and instructs us in the things of the kingdom of life, that leading coming as our shepherd, as he takes us through the valley, as he leads us by still waters, as we lay in the pastures, and as we walk through those valleys, this leading, this kingdom light will shine to keep us and to strengthen us. We understand him anew like never before. We got to this place. Each place along the journey brings about a new understanding and a fuller understanding about the name of God. And with new life must come a fresh anointing to release the power for us to embrace the new wine. New power produces a new increased surge of energy, a new equipping to be and to do. The new wine must have the proper environment to contain it, so it maintains its pure and holy and unpolluted form and stay true to the nature of the source, the husband, God. God in his wisdom has placed in order. And the thing, the wine, skin, or the church that contains the old wine will not be able to accommodate and mature the new wine unless it evolves. It has become inflexible, tied to the old ways and old thinking. And the energy the new wine produces will burst forth out of old wineskins. New wineskins are needed. The new life of people will have to be in a new place on their journey. This new place has been ordered by God. A prepared, perfected environment for the new power and the new life the people of God will possess. New wineskins, more prayer, more miracles, more signs, more wonder, more love, more joy, and more healing. Fresh oil on us. Fresh oil on us. New wine in us. The power to be and to do. The anointing of the fresh oil will give us the power to release the new life being imparted to us through the knowledge of the name and the nature of God that we learn as the shepherd leads us to our place of promise, as he provides the healing and all of our needs along the way, as he makes provision for all things that we might have thing we need for every good work that we must do. So as he imparts this new life, as he takes us to this journey where we're learning the name of God and the nature of God, we come to know him in a new and life-changing way with each step of the journey. The new knowledge will shape our very foundation. Revelation like never before that will cause new life to birth forth from us, rejoicing and rebirthing a joy of when we first believed, the passion and zeal of a new love, a greater revelation to house the powers, the miracles, the signs and wonders that will follow. Old wineskin produces shadows of hopelessness. While we were in of old wineskin, his light was shining, drawing us to a deeper place in him. His light, his revealed nature, caused a longing in us for the more of him. Just as Moses met the Lord at the burning bush, he heard the Lord and received the Lord's instruction. He was not fully convinced of what the Lord was asking him to do, but he was in the place of that promise. And so the promise that he would lead the children of Israel for. And so at the burning bush, he learned about God as the I Am. And as he went forth to the king to make the demand, each step required him to stand on that knowledge of who God was, the I Am, who God is, to be convinced, to stand before the people on the virtue and the power of the name of God that he had learned at the burning bush. But But when he got to the river of Jordan, when he got to the place where the enemy was pressing the whole nation and bringing about what seemed to be doom because they were behind them and the water of the river was in front of them, and he learned a new name of God, the All-Powerful, who has power over our environment. And as he raised his rod, the rod and staff that will follow you and provide for you the power you need to change those things that are before you. And the water parted and made a way. He learned another name of God. And the more he walked and stood on the power of the name of God that he was experiencing, he got to a place where it seemed hopeless. At the bottom of the mountain, when the children of Israel were in their foolishness, turning back to their vomit and desiring that which was dead to follow, idols and images. But it made Moses want even the more of God. And he asked God, show me your glory. And so as we learn and walk with him and learn of him, the more we learn, the more we want to know. And the more of him we will long for, as Moses did, and desire for him to show us his glory. We desire a faith to step out onto the water as the disciple. He said, bid me come and I will walk on water. We can dare to seek his glory, to see his face, to declare his name in the sanctuary, in the street, in the workplace, everywhere the hurting and the helpless may be found, in prisons, in schools, in hospitals, in our homes. God has blessed the old wineskin, but he doesn't leave us in it. In the old wineskin, the seed of truth is planted and grows as a baby in the womb. In due season, there is a powerful release, and the baby is born. Nothing is the same again. New life comes forth to the glory of God out of the new wineskin. The offspring of faith and truth will transform the world. A change in the way of thinking for all who come in contact with your miracles, your signs, and your wonders that were promised to follow you, for you are the offspring of truth and faith. The land will take on a new look, its intended look. Holiness and purity will be the standard of the walk. The former was good, but the best is set before us. God's intended order will spring forth, and the hearts of men will be turned back to their God. Sin will no longer abound in the family of God, but we will love, mercy, walk humbly with joy and rejoicing, satisfied, sanctified, healed, free, and delivered. At peace with total praise to the only true and living God. And we will listen now to the testimony that is revealed in every mountain by Kirk Frank. Thank you.
praise you. And for this, I give you praise.
We're able to give him praise when we are at peace. We can give him this total praise, the praise that he so deserves and so requires from his children, a praise that will bring us strength. We have some callers. We're going to go and see if we can get some callers to share with us. We will start with, where is my other caller? Hello, caller.
Hey.
You're on the live.
Hello? Hey, how you doing, Overseer? Hey, Overseer, how you doing? You hear me?
I'm fine.
You hear me?
Yes, Bishop, I hear you.
All right. I just want to make sure you heard me.
Yes, sir. I hear you. We're
oh,
wonderful.
Good. How are you? I'm just enjoying the program this morning. And as soon as you said the title of talking about old wineskins, I was like, yeah, she would. She would. She would. She would.
So is
she
there a
would.
In that for you?
She would. She would. She would. She would. No, I honestly heard and so much encouragement, so much confirmation on just what needs to happen next. Just allowing God, just stepping out on faith, especially if you are seeking God's glory, you know. And it sounded like there was a willingness from God to show you that glory, but you're going to have to step out and go through what is necessary. And I like the example that you use of how Moses delivered the children of Israel, then spent some time with God, and then came back, and there was the discouragement of watching, you know, the children of Israel wanting that old. And then it forced them, all right, God, just show me your glory. And and I think that's so phenomenal. And how when you have extended your stay, if you will, in one name of God or one aspect or attribute, you know, and is exhausted. So, you know, so I'm just feasting on it. So
Amen. Amen. We thank Bishop for sharing. And, you know, I just love God. I love God because, you know, I didn't know what caller I was putting on the line because I don't know the numbers. And when the Lord gave me this, I was going to skip it for the day and go to something else. And because I
wow.
love that God is not a spectator, you know, and he was showing how, because he isn't a spectator, because he is walking beside us, not to just intervene at particular times, but rather as the shepherd that watches
right.
every step that his sheep take, and each step he orders and he moves them back. He enlarges it where they don't fall, you know, all of the promises. And so, you know, I just thank God that he has such for us, his children, and he is not resting until we are resting in joy and in a rejoicing and just in a place of crazy praise.
Right.
Praise the Lord, Bishop.
So now that we know he's not a spectator, everything is just aligned. I'm like, oh, they would pick this topic today.
Praise the Lord.
Nothing easy. Just flat out, look, let me come at you as hard as I know.
Amen. Well, we thank you so much for sharing. We can get another caller to chime in and share with us. I'm not sure how to hang up on you, but I'll just try to get somebody else.
You hear me?
Hello, Carla. You're on the line live.
I'm in you.
Hello. Hello, caller? Okay, well, we'll go to another caller. I think that's the same. Okay. All right, let's see who we have here. Let's see. Hello, caller?
Good morning, Overseer Paulette. How are you?
I am fine. Is this Evangelist?
Yes.
Well, praise the Lord.
Yes,
we have. Are you ready? Amen.
Am I ready?
Amen. Are you ready to do your tribe of Judah?
Yes. Yes.
Well, praise the Lord. Here is a witness.
Yes.
She is laughing. But we welcome. This is Evangelist Roberta McIntyre. She is an intricate part of the ministry of the Seven Wonders. She has been with the Lord in this process, and her input is phenomenal. It is life-changing. She is also our prayer intercessor. She anoints and she prepares the place that we're going to build before we build the actual presentation, the sexual and relational healing retreat, and she also prepares some of the writings for it. And so she has agreed, and I thank God, to share with us, and then we are still working with the names of God, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, submitted in November of 2012. Evangelist.
Yes, so right ma'am. Ahead. Okay. The Lion of the Tribe of Judah is one of the symbolic names ascribed to our Lord Jesus Christ because of his sovereignty, his power and authority over creation, as well as rulership over all the works of God's hands. And this is found in Revelation. And I am one of the works of God's hands, for he predestined me from the foundation of the earth. I was called according to his purpose, for his word says, were you called while a slave? Do not be concerned about it. But if you can be made free, rather use it. For he who is called in the Lord while a slave is the Lord's freedman. Found in 1 Corinthians 7:22. Scripture further says, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. John 8:36. God foreknew me and predestined me to be conformed to the image of his Son, Christ Jesus. The Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Romans 8:28. And because of his sovereignty, he instructs, corrects, convicts of sin, and teaches me. Through Christ's power, he has destroyed and helped me to overcome kingdom Satan established in my life and my mind. He wrote righteousness in me when there was none. And when the enemy thought to destroy me through promiscuity and incest, alcohol, death of my loved ones, health issues as a baby, car accidents, and sexual identity, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah prevailed in my life and did not allow me to be swallowed up nor destroyed by my enemy Satan, nor enemies in the form of men being human beings. He changed my mind and my heart as I cried out as David did. Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. My life began to change at the age of 17 to a life without him to one with him. the pain and shame caused by my sinful life, he has healed and is yet healing. I still have tests and trials, but each time my lion shows up ferocious than before to destroy my enemy and remind me of his many promises. My life's tests and trials has made me more like him, and that through his eyes, he allows me to see my enemy's cunningness, provokes me to anger, and anger provokes me to intercede for others, to accept and trust the Lion of Judah, to help them overcome the wiles of the enemy against their lives. And by the guidance and empowerment of the Lion of Judah and trusting him in my life circumstances, things have worked for my good.
Amen. Amen. Is there anything else you would like to share?
Well, I would just like to say to the listeners to come and be fed at this year's retreat, stand, endure, and overcome, for you will find everything that you need at this retreat. If you come expecting for the Lord to do something for you, to change you, to feed you. Don't come as a spectator, but come expecting the Lord to change things in your life.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for being a part of today's session, and we encourage you to just chime in every week. We love hearing from those who are witnessing to the glory of God. We need his witnesses to go forth over the air to bring the encouragement and to bring the power into the lives of some who may not have that immediate or need an immediate, like, boost. Sometimes, you need to jump cable your start your battery. To be a part of that and to be able to share those power times in your life and give glory to your God, to praise him. I encourage you, I welcome you to share every week. This ministry is for God and for God's glory. And so, like I said, if you feel led, just drop me an email or just call and I'll click you in and we will share. Next week, we want to be able to share with you the promises from the retreat of 2000. I'm looking for it quickly now. But the promises of broken pieces, broken vessels, vessels of honor, restored, promises of the loving kindness of God, dispelling the darkness, and burnt stones. So those are the places that we're going. We want to make sure that every week we are able to share with the listeners excerpts from the presentations of the Seven Wonders. And if you're out there and you happen to have gone to a Seven Wonder, please feel free to call in and give a testimony and to share your experience. And if you have any paperwork from any past wonders, if you can get those even to us, some we don't have, and you may be in possession of some that we don't have, so we're able to share those as well. Is there anything else you would like to add, Evangelist?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I have another caller. I'm going to try to get that caller on the line. Hello, caller? You're live on the line? We're not always sure if some people have it on mute so that they can listen to it, driving and doing different things. But we do. We just thank God for them. And we will end today's session to encourage you to Look us up online at www.labors-for-christ.org to be a part of the Sexual and Relational Healing Retreat in November 19th through the 22nd at the Hyatt. You can feel free to come and to do that. And so we will close with this. Let Jesus bring you freedom. Let Holy Spirit bring you power. Let God's love bring you peace. And let God's grace bring you joy.
Praise you.